What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Today's News Tonight, episode 180. I am your host for this episode, Steve Bowling, and I am joined, as always, by my good friends and GVG co-founders, Ash Paulson in the upper left, looking rather dapper in blue, if I do say so myself, Derek Bittner in the upper right, looking rather dapper in blue, if I do say so myself.
I don't know, I'm looking dapper, I'm just trying to stay warm.
Well, we are back. It is Friday. Thank God we made it through another week. I am so glad to be back with y'all. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. It's actually a news day today. We have Pokemon Legends Arceus. Is it Arceus or Arceus? I never remember.
I think it's Arceus.
Arceus. I like that.
Arceus.
Yeah, I go back and forth. I used to say Arceus. Now I say Arceus, but now I'm saying Arceus again. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's was soft confirmed for Arceus in English because of a disc that was of Sun and Moon where they had the RKS drive, which simulated Arceus's whole deal.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. So, Pokemon Legends Arceus previews have dropped in Japan, and Sega has some pretty huge plans apparently for 2022. We'll be talking about those during the show, as well as some updates to NSO and a whole bunch of other things. However, before we get started, I do have to remind you that right behind me, back there, that little red blob is a Nintendo Switch OLED model, brand new, in its box, been sitting here for a while. I would love to give it to one of you, and we'll do that when we hit 75,000 subscribers. Just if you're new here, click that subscribe button right there on YouTube. Helps us out a lot. If you want to click those other buttons every other YouTuber tells you to do, you can click those too. I won't get mad at you. It's free. Won't hurt you at all. And if you hate the video, you can just unclick them at the end. It's fine. But I don't think we have a sponsor for today's episode, right, gentlemen? It's just a normal episode. If you'd like to become a sponsor, patreon.com/GVGaming. You can find all the info about that there. But we do have a bunch of stuff to get to. But before we do that, how you doing, guys? It's been another week. Congratulations on making it through.
We lived.
Thanks.
We lived through another week. Yeah. Doing all right. You know, I've been pulling double duty with my day job ramping up again. And so it's been a little busy, but hanging in there. Made it to Friday. Looking forward to the weekend. I'm going to try to get some gaming time in. Hopefully finish Psychonauts. Would like to do that. So we'll see.
Nice. Yeah. I need to play that.
It's so good. I can see why it has so stood the test of time. It's a great game.
Yep. I have just been trying to balance everything. It feels like keep the plates spinning, as it were. I'm working on an upcoming review. No, not the one you think. We're not getting that for early review. In the meantime, also, of course, keeping up with my One Piece podcast, which is, I think, going rather well. Hi, Brandon in the chat. Wonderful nice. Co-host. And then just keeping up with everything else and preparing for plans we have in February. Because I have a series I want to launch, and I have at least two episodes written, recorded, edited. Well, audio edited. Now I just need the Brandon magic put on that, so...
Right. Yeah. The miracle magic.
Then we got the 1-2 punches, like, okay, work's going pretty smoothly. We're going good. Our AC died today. Oh. Which basically means no heat in this case. And it's snowing. So,
wow. You know,
so we got, we get to pay for a new one of those. That sucks. So yeah, if you want to support me on Patreon or us on Patreon or me on Patreon, that'd be very helpful right now. I'm just saying.
We do love
those things
patrons.
Are expensive.
Oh, they are.
My parents
ridiculous.
Had their AC. Yeah, my parents had their AC break twice recently, and they were telling me about how expensive it was to fix.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, this is why I rent an apartment. This is exactly why I live.
I mean, it lasted a good long time. For the people before us, because it's the original. So it lasted like 15, 18 years or whatever. But it's, you know, obviously as soon as we get, it starts breaking down, a lot of people are just like, okay, time to move rather than actually fix it.
Right.
So new people come in and they have to deal with it.
That is miserable, man. I feel so bad for you. Here in Arizona, it's like a biannual ritual almost to have to buy a new air conditioner.
That's awful.
Because they're working pretty hard. But
it's
a balmy like 78 degrees in my house right now with the AC off. So welcome to hell. Anyway,
I got snow going on out there. Nothing too bad. Like it's Virginia. You're not going to get a ton of snow up down here. Nice. More than they're used to, I'll say that.
I will say someone in the chat, in our patron chat, again, if you want to join that patron chat, patreon.com/GVGaming, but someone asked if the review Derek is working on rhymes with Verizon, and I can say unequivocally no. Unfortunately, no. That would be really cool.
It's not that.
I'm pretty sure Ash would beat me and take that copy.
No, that would be the one I would review, hopefully. We'll see if we get it. We don't know yet.
There would be a fight that would break out. I would be the only one not fighting for it, not because I don't like Horizon, but I'm like actively nervous that Horizon Forbidden West is so close and I haven't finished Zero Dawn yet. I'm like, oh God.
Oh yeah.
Like every time I play anything else, I feel guilt. I'm like, I need to beat Horizon so I can play Horizon.
Yeah. And it's such a story intensive series that you really do need to play the first game.
Yeah, you
first.
Can't
I'm actually
jump into
in
the
midst.
Second game.
Yeah, I'm actually in the midst of watching a really, really in-depth, like, hour and a half long, like, Horizon Zero Dawn recap, like, about all the story and all the side events, and apparently there was a comic that's canon that takes place after the first game.
Oh, wow.
That I didn't know about. It's covering everything, so I'm getting back up. I beat it back in 2017, so it's been a few years.
You need to send me a link to that, because I'll follow up my playthrough with that.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll do.
As a quick PSA for those of you, because since we're talking about PlayStation right now, for those of you that enjoy PlayStation games or have played a bit of PlayStation, go to wrapup.playstation.com.
Oh.
Just like Nintendo, they did their own, like, here are all your stats. And I was actually surprised by, like, my top five games. The game I played the most last year was Lost Judgment, even though I didn't really love it. But I thought that was
what's that website? Because I have not looked at that.
It is wrapup.playstation.com. And you just sign in with your PSN ID and it'll tell you like how many hours you played, how many trophies you got, what your top five most played games were. It was really cool. And for the first year since, you know, I don't know if they did a wrap up for 2020, but for the first time, my wrap up showed that I got a platinum and I was like, hell yeah. Let's go.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't even know what platinum I got, but apparently I got one last year. I played for 619 total hours.
Wow.
More of that was on PS. I know, right? But more of that was on PS4 games than PS5 games, ironically. You're going to laugh, though, when I tell you what my most played game was.
Fall Guys.
It was Fall Guys.
Of course
it
was.
Yeah, of course it's Fall
because
Guys.
Because I played every week, so it was Fall Guys for sure. 187 hours last year of Fall Guys.
That is almost more hours just on Fall Guys than I played across the entire platform last year. I played 215 hours.
That's
insane. Now I know some of that is just leaving it on. I've let it idle for several hours probably, but still most of that is playing with my friends, you know, once a week we'll play for a few hours. So
I was honestly surprised that Ratchet and Clank didn't crack my top five most played last year. I was very surprised.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, it's not a super long game, so I think that ties into it.
It is in my top five, but yeah, I think because it's so short, it's my number five most played PS4 or PlayStation game.
I had to look at my password because I'm auto sign in for most places, so I don't know.
Beardle 373. I apologize if I killed that. Has Tales of Arise at number five, Assassin's Creed Origins at number four, Neo the World Ends With You at number three, Persona 5 Royal, which I totally get, at number two, and then another Assassin's Creed and Odyssey at number one. And you got me beat on the hours. 187 hours for your top game. That is wild. I don't think I've even played Breath of the Wild for that much. And I played a lot of Breath of the Wild. Did you find yours, Derek? I'm curious to hear yours.
I'm trying. It said something's wrong. It's like...
Weird.
It's asking it to refresh. It's like, what's wrong?
All right.
Like,
while Derek works on that, I'm going to read out some of these super chats we got here. Jaden Buck with a $5 super chat. Thank you, by the way, Jaden. Says, Crazy Question Fridays. Crazy Question 25. What would you consider to be the sexiest color in the world? Oh, man, that is tough. So, I mean, I don't think of colors, like, by themselves as being sexy, but I suppose, like, I don't know. Like, I would say something a warmer color, like a bright yellow or a red. I could see those as being, like, if I think
something
of,
a little sultrier, like purple.
Purple's cool. I tend to think of, like, how they would look, like, as on an outfit on someone I would already find attractive. I think that's how I would qualify, like, a sexy color, because I don't look at, like, you know, a crayon and go, oh, yeah.
But, right. Yeah, exactly.
I tend to think in terms of like sex appeal, it's darker or like hotter colors, I guess. Like blue is like my favorite color, but I find it to be a very relaxing color. Like the blue on Derek's wall chills me out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway,
that's a hard one though. Yeah,
it is.
Like you, Steve, I don't really think of colors as sexy or not. I just think of colors in terms of my favorites, really.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have one, but I can joke and say it used to be green.
Fair enough.
If to get topical.
What ruined green for you, my friend?
Apparently they got rid of the shoes for it. Do you even know what I'm referencing at this point? I don't even know.
I'm not sure. I'm lost.
I'm lost, man.
M&M's. Oh! M&M's made the green M&M not
right,
sexy
was,
anymore. How
okay,
dare they?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I was thinking it was like an inside reference to like a game or something that I was just.
I was so confused.
Yeah. Okay. The sexy green M&M.
I got to highlight this amazing thing that our resident pun master Azran127 said in our patron chat, saying, if someone acted high and mighty about the PlayStation games they played, would their wrap-up be Sanctisonius?
Wow.
So good. That's so good, man. I just
that's
love
like a
you.
Shirt,
so
just Sanctisonius. Like, I would wear that. All right, let's see. RecBCQ with a $2 super chat says, I saw the Pokemon Legends Arceus leaks. I'm trying to get that into my and I loved Redacted. I haven't seen them and I won't talk about them because that would be real messed up, but
no spoilers.
I'm glad to hear you're hyped about it. We're going to talk a little bit more like in a few minutes about Pokemon Legends Arceus and see what the Japanese media is saying about that. Adam O'Sullivan with a £4.49 super chat says, Steve, great to see you back. I haven't been around for a while, but great to be back. Well, welcome back. I actually returned last week, and I'll be appearing on more episodes of TNT more often. I actually wanted to be on Wednesday, but my internet decided to just like right before the show, and I didn't get it back until the show was already underway, and I didn't want to jump in and disrupt. But thank you. And I saw you were at a really cool looking, I think it was a gym on Instagram. Either way, whatever you did, it was really cool. It almost looked like, I know it has to be a gym because everybody there looked like they were in really great shape, but it looked like a Chuck E. Cheese for adults. Like it had like a foam block
that
pit.
Sounds awesome.
It had like a rock climbing wall with like LEDs in it. He was climbing a wall with like his back to one wall, like making his way up, like in between two ledges, like he was a spy. Either way, it looks like he had a great time, Adam. I'm glad to see you back. Late Night Sprites with a $5 super chat says, miss you, Steve. I am super busy with art and life, but love you all. Thanks for helping me decide on Xbox over PS5 because Game Pass and more. And Forza, wow.
Nice. Forza's amazing.
I love Game Pass. I love Forza, but I still think I would have taken a PS5 personally. I just like the console better. But it is really hard to deny the value inherent to a Game Pass, especially now.
Forza is just amazing. Oh God.
All right, Derek, I'm getting you a little self-promotion here. Wait, has Derek frozen on us?
Oh, he might have.
Man.
Well, we can skip this super chat for now and come back to it when he's back.
We will skip that one. All right, I'm going to rapid fire these and we'll just hope Derek unfreezes soon. Let's see. Gantoris, with $2 super chat says, who's your favorite Octopath Traveler and why? I haven't played Octopath. It just didn't work for me.
Easily for me, it's Alphen. I just love that guy to death. He was my favorite character in that game. I love Alphen. Great. Just a nice guy, wants to help people, all about healing people, but he also has kind of an edge to him. Love that guy. It's Alphen.
Oh my gosh, we lost Derek, and now our
completely.
Yeah, let me please hold, folks. While I we got Derek back.
He's back.
He has returned. All right, I am gonna. Yeah, I'm waiting to see what happens with Derek here. If Derek
I'll tell you what happened. My computer crashed.
Oh, okay.
Oh, geez.
For us, we just saw your face frozen on the screen for a solid 2 or 3 minutes.
Hey. At least I stuck around.
That's true.
I mean, the funny thing is I had my friend offer, like, hey, do you want me to take a look before you gotta do the show tonight? I'm like, let's give it one more, like, it hasn't frozen in a while, it hasn't crashed in a while, let's give it a little bit of time, see what happens. Of course it crashes during
of
the show.
Of course it crashes today.
So what I was saying when we realized you were frozen is that there's a perfect piece of promotional material here for you in the form of our super chat from GG Alan Wake with $1.99. Thank you. Says,
thank you.
Favorite One Piece character so far, Derek?
So far. So, I mean, so far from what I know of, or so far from where I'm at in the podcast? Because where I'm at in the podcast and what's been released, at least the patrons, I think it's, at this point, probably still Luffy as my favorite.
Okay.
He's nice. I saw somebody explain it. It's like, you know what? It's very true. It's Goku. He's Goku done right. Where he's
nice.
He's never the one stealing all of the attention. Everybody nice. Sort of gets their own time to shine. Even much later on, it's never we got to wait for Luffy in order to survive. It's like everybody sort of splits up and does their own thing.
Right.
Nice.
Right.
Well, you should go check out Derek's podcast. For those of you that don't know, because I think we talk about Brandon Bovia every time the podcast comes up during TNT, mm-hmm. he works for Shonen Jump. So he is uniquely qualified to be talking about anime and manga.
I have questions about certain things in the manga, and he typically has an answer for me. So it's convenient. And dude knows his stuff. And yeah, if you want to check out the podcast, it's One Piece at a Time. You can find that on podcast services. My Patreon is just my name, Derek Bittner.
There you go.
And or just check out my personal channel, which is Bittner Games, if you want to see more One Piece content. So
absolutely. Yeah. So go ahead.
Really quick, I just want to get Derek's thought on this super chat he missed while his computer crashed, because I know he played the hell out of Octopath Traveler too. Gantoris asked, while you were gone, Derek, who is your favorite Octopath Traveler and why? I answered Alfin, but I'm curious to know your answer.
It'd have to be between Primrose, because I just love her story, or she's Tressa, great. Because she's adorable. Actually, no. Hannet's up there, too, because she was the one I picked first. Hannet's pretty awesome.
There's so many great characters in that game, for sure.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Up there.
All right. So I'm going to breeze through the rest of these real quick so we can get to the news. Real quick, Black Ninja, $5. Thank you, by the way. Says, hi, lovely people. Hope all is well. Steve didn't know, but I got that OLED Switch as well. I'm waiting for High Voltage Software to let me know about Conduit 3. Well, congrats on the OLED purchase. I think you're going to be waiting a while on Conduit.
But, might be just a little bit. Yeah.
Thank you for the pick. Sonic and Mega Man 531 with a $2 super chat says, Sephiroth versus Shao Kahn. You choose. That's Sephiroth easy. Slam dunk.
Sephiroth
literally has a single move where he destroys an entire solar system. Shao Kahn's got
a
hammer.
Sephiroth.
Rec BCQ with $2 says Horizon Zero review copies, which I'll be honest. Sony has been really kind to us here at GVG. While nothing is ever a sure thing when it comes to review copies, Sony has been pretty great about letting us cover their games, so I'm hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'll say about that, but you know, they continue to be a great partner to us, so I have no reason to like dunk on them or anything. I honestly don't believe anybody has Horizon Forbidden West right now.
Right.
Snoopy with $4.99 says, Steve, I was in Vegas last week. Awesome time. Got to see my partner and didn't see your initial return, but so glad to have you back, my friend. Well, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Woo!
Hell yeah. Black Ninja with $5, and I actually have something for this, says gaming New Year's resolutions. Mine is beat my backlog currently at 5 games down, some 80 left to go. Mine is play Ring Fit every day. And that's the New Year's resolution that hopefully will also, you know, solve my other one of not being so tired all the time. or maybe it'll make me more tired.
I would say beat my backlog, but I know that's not going to happen. I'm like, I'm setting myself for failure. So I think maybe I'll do something that's a little bit more tractable. I would like to get off the skill plateau I'm currently on in Smash. I'd like to train a little and admit up my game. I feel like I've kind of plateaued recently, and I want to take that next step just a little bit higher.
He's tired of crushing us. He just wants to absolutely decimate.
Yeah, exactly. Just like we still have hope. We can't have that hope anymore.
Right. No hope. No hope.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No. All right. GG Allen Wake with $4.99 says, tell me a unique flavor of chicken wings that you love. My local Asian fusion spot used to make mala wings, and I can't find other places that do them. I've got one for this. Obviously, I do. It's chicken we're talking about here. But there's a spot in Arizona called ATL Wings. They have one. They'll sell you any of their flavors except one. And it's called ATL style. I mean, they'll sell you like the sauce or the seasoning, but their house seasoning called ATL style, they won't sell. And it's so damn good. It's like,
that sounds really good.
Yeah. If they folded and went out of business, I would be crushed. Let's see. Anyway, thank you for the super chat, by the way. Skull Kid Tiger with $20 says, screw it here. Bet you won't read this for $20. Green M&M and with in a hot tub with Danimals. Have a good weekend all. I read it. I read it with the grammatical error in it because you dared me not to. I wanted to use this super chat. I was waiting for this. Next week, I am flying to Colorado, and I have promised this forever now, but it's finally happening. I will do another hot tub stream next week here on TNT, Friday, yeah. 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. I am going to get stupid in a hot tub, and the hot tub has RGB in it. So it's good. I'm talking the full spread. Heart sunglasses, mic on a stand, possibly drunk, but we're bringing it back one night only. So if y'all want to,
you're tempting people. You got Pokemon Legends coming out and you got Steve in a tub. What do you choose?
That's right. Right. I could potentially stream Pokemon Legends from a tub.
Oh my God.
I think we got to call this Full Spread Friday. Let's get the hashtag going right now.
Full Spread Friday.
Let's do it.
There will be chicken and there will be
I do need to bring back Wet Ash Wednesday. I'm still planning on doing that. Not with the frozen grape, glacial grape soap stuff, because that made my head hurt terribly. It smelled awful. But I'm going to do it again. Wet Ash Wednesday is coming back. It still is. Don't worry. It's just have to figure out exactly when. Yeah.
So there you go. We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen. Just wait next Friday. Anyway, I had to promo that. Finally, our last super chat before we get into the news. Lizard 81288 with $5 says, Record of Lotos War, Deedlit and Wonder Labyrinth is up for pre-order on the Switch. Would you recommend the Switch version? And yeah, that's an easy recommendation for me. If you haven't seen my review of the game on the channel, it's one of the first ones I did. That's a fantastic game. And I even really opined cool. at the time that the game would do much better if it were on Switch. So I'm really happy to see that here. But either way, if y'all want to keep super chatting, we're going to move on to the news. We do have news to talk about today. So we're going to go ahead and get that started. And I don't have a segue thought up, but I already said we were talking about Pokemon Legends Arceus. So surprise, here we go. And just like I mentioned, so Japanese previews apparently have already dropped for Pokemon Legends Arceus. And it seems to be, you know, kind of what we all hoped it would be, an original take on the Pokemon series. Nintendo Life has some excerpts from Famitsu, and as usual, the Pokemon company is being really weird about this because there are no Western previews, so this is like all we have.
Well, there are, just not official.
Well, yeah.
Revealing way more.
Yeah.
That is also a thing that happens seemingly to every Pokemon game ever. We always get these kind of like, you know, it leaks through retail before the media gets to say anything about it. And to be clear, in this case, we are not part of the media because we don't have the game. So we're going off of what we're seeing here. And in the interest of avoiding spoilers, we're not going to, you know, talk about all the stuff that's leaked online. But a couple quotes from Famitsu says, let's see, it's safe to say that this game is completely different from previous titles. I think that's pretty much obvious to anybody that's watched a trailer for it. And it says, the first thing that impressed me was when I started playing was the exhilarating feeling of moving around freely in the vast field. Well, all right. It feels great just to be able to fly freely in the sky, but it's especially fun to look for Pokemon that look small below you. I didn't know you could fly in this. Is that something they've previously revealed?
Yeah, Braviary.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, you can fly around.
I'm trying to find
I don't feel like they've highlighted it that much, but yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say it. I feel like that is something that I haven't heard them talk about too much, but mm-hmm. let me pull up the rest of the article here and try to pull some quotes. Well,
apparently 4Gamer has also praised it.
There we go,
The Pokemon that appear in the game seem to change depending on the time of the time in game. And at night, we saw Drifloon and other Pokemon. One thing that struck me was that Drifloon was very belligerent and attacked as soon as it noticed us. If we weren't engaged in a Pokemon battle, they would charge the main character without mercy. You get the feeling this was the way things were before Pokemon and humans got along. So, I... Look, I'm excited for the game. This is Fluff Previews 101. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at these quotes. They say, like, the Pokemon that appear in the game seem to change depending on the time in the game. Oh my God. That's happened since Gen 2.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I do like the little bit of like flavor when you're like, you get the feeling this was the way things were before Pokemon and humans got along, because this is, you know, like a prequel of such. So that's kind of cool. But I think the most exciting part for me is that the they discuss a boss battle against a Pokemon we already know about, but I won't say who, just in case you don't want to know. But they say that it's surprisingly difficult for a Pokemon game, and that's what I want to hear. Push back a little bit. I want a Pokemon game that pushes back just a little bit, not like impossibly Dark Souls-esque hard. But just not like you have to be a literal baby to have a hard time with Pokemon. You know, just a little bit of a pushback.
Yeah, I'm very curious. Like, I agree with Derek that it feels like, yeah, typical, like, you know, they're not saying anything critical of the game on purpose. And I do have to wonder, one of the things that I'm afraid of is, you know, we all played Sword and Shield and we all know how the Wild Area performed. And this game feels like, you know, at least visually, like it's all Wild Area, right? And I hope that they were able to like better optimize it, because if this game's running at like 15 FPS most of the time, it's going to be really disheartening.
I mean, I think it ran a little bit better in the DLC, those Wild Areas, and those were bigger with more stuff in them. So I think they generally improved it. So I'm not too worried about frame rate. I don't know. Again, to me, this is a good first step, a nice expansion upon what the Wild Area established. This is not where it's going to be at. I think it can definitely go beyond what they're establishing here. But as a basis, getting something set up and maybe moving on with this idea in mind and maybe expanding upon it, yeah, it's a good first step. Again, it's the... I said this already once before, but I apparently have to shift my expectations a little bit here, because I was saying this about Sword and Shield. It was like, yeah, we you know, when you look at Gen 4 on the DS, looks pretty good. Nice step up from what Gen 3 had and all that. But then you get to Gen 5 and what they did on the system then, it's like, oh my God. Same with, you know, Gen 6 to Gen 7 and the graphical quality and improvement of the gameplay. I think we're starting to, like, we're getting it just a little slower pace. So we'll see what Gen 9 really actually ends up like.
I'm really liking this last quote at the very end of the article by 4Gamer. This is interesting. They say that 4Gamer also felt that the game portrayed a Pokemon-inhabited world more realistically, as you can throw a Pokeball and start a battle seamlessly, or, and this is the key part for me, you can devise ways to catch Pokemon without battling. That's interesting to me. Yeah, that's really interesting to me.
They did have a... Did either of you see the 13-minute breakdown trailer?
I avoided it on purpose.
The gameplay? Okay. It all depends on a Pokemon. You can toss a Pokeball, try to catch it without them noticing, and if it doesn't work, then you'll go into a battle.
Oh, that's cool. Okay,
that's cool. So. All right. See, I'm excited for something different from Pokemon. I'm just excited to have something different that steps out of the series' comfort zone. I'm really excited just about that aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. I will say one thing that I want to mention, because I'm trying to stay away from the leaks, and this one's relatively benign, but Flayer of Legacy in our YouTube chat says that someone on Reddit was saying that the game mostly manages to hit 30 FPS, which, grain of salt, you know, some folks are more sensitive to that than others. But I mean, Breath of the Wild, I would also classify as a game that mostly hit 30 FPS. And honestly, I'd be happy with that level of performance from a Pokemon game like this, new big experimental Pokemon game. So if we get that, this is probably the most excited I've been for a Pokemon game in years, just because it is something new and really original and exciting from Game Freak. And I'm interested, like Derek said, you know, it does seem to me like if you kind of look at the evolution of Pokemon from Sword and Shield to this, it is like a, you know, they're inching towards this kind of new vision for the series. And if they keep up with this, I could see Pokemon becoming something I'm as enthused about as a 40-year-old, good God, as I was when I was a 14-year-old. And, you know, that's exciting to me. That, like, because I remember playing Pokemon Red and Blue on the Game Boy. And, you know, I mean, we had the N64 come along right after that and then the GameCube. And I started thinking like, oh, man, graphics are getting so good. They could make a big open 3D Pokemon game now. And now we're finally starting to get it. And it I'm here for it. Like I haven't pre-ordered a Pokemon game in years. I just, you know, usually I wait. I wait and see what the critical reception is. Then I go out and get it. Or I have a friend, you know, but this is the first one where I'm like, yep, day one, I'm in. I'm going spoiler free. I'm ignoring everyone online. I'm just going to play this sight unseen because I just want this to be the direction the series goes in. I want them to continue to push the boundaries of what a Pokemon game can be.
Totally agreed. That's exactly why I'm excited for it as well. And I'm looking forward to hearing the soundtrack as well, just because, you know, Pokemon definitely has a formula when it comes to its music, a formula I like. I love all the Pokemon soundtracks, but I'm curious to see if this might go in a bit of a different direction.
Not sure yet.
Yeah, because we'll find out soon. We don't have long to find out to wait.
That's yeah.
I love this comment by Joe N in our YouTube chat. He says, in 20 years, we might get a Pokemon game in 4K 60 FPS. I mean, you could say that. You could just change Pokemon for literally any Nintendo franchise name. Wake me up when Zelda's in 4K. Wake me up when Zelda's in 1080p. But
I want a 60 FPS. I want like a beefed up version of Age of Calamity, because I really like that game a lot. Ooh. Actually. But the performance was so bad at times. But imagine playing that game in just a buttery smooth 60 FPS on a more powerful Switch. I feel like that would be so cool.
It really would be. I mean, Age of Calamity was fun, but the performance definitely dragged it down for me. But, you know, we're talking about Zelda, and there is one Zelda-themed piece of news that we could just segue into. So I'm going to do that right now. And I don't imagine we have a ton to say about this, but I hope that this Zelda port does not meet with a terrible fate. Majora's Mask is coming to Nintendo Switch Online. And I hate to say it, but my first thought wasn't one of like being super excited for this. The game is coming in February, so I guess Nintendo is trying to stick to a monthly release schedule for N64 games on Nintendo Switch Online, which, I'll be honest, I'm actually really glad for. Do I wish it was more than one game? Absolutely. But at least it's a consistent schedule, and I'll give them that. I feel like it's this, like, Nintendo with their NSO releases. Like, I'm just proud of them the way I am of my kid for, like, just picking up their room. I'm like, you know what? You tried.
You tried.
You did your best. Yeah. And after the weird, like, whiplash of, like, NES games and SNES games just kind of coming out whenever, I'm really glad that Nintendo is communicating upfront, like, hey, we just released Banjo. You're going to get Zelda next month. And I hope that they keep that up once they've surpassed like the list of games they initially showed off, right? Once they get past like the 7 or 8 games that they showed were coming to the service post-launch, I hope they keep it up and just like, hey, here's the next batch of games. We're going to release those once a month too.
I just wish they'd do this across all the platforms. Because like, you know, last month we got a random shadow drop of 5 Genesis games, which was cool. But we don't know if we're getting one this month again. We might. Who knows? I just wish they'd be...
Well, that's still for all expansion pack people. As ever since the expansion pack released, normal NSO members have gotten nothing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which... That's true. No. And well, didn't we get one update of a couple of SNES games, like right around when expansion pack came out? Maybe it was right before it, but I thought we got it before.
Yeah, I don't think we've gotten anything since. Yeah.
I think Derek's right that if you don't have the expansion pass, you haven't gotten any new content for that membership, which is a problem. Like, I don't understand. Like, I know that this is hard. I know that emulating systems is hard, like, to people like us that don't make games for a living. But I also know that these are literally the best suited people in the world to be doing this task. And they're not doing great. I saw that
Tyler Quill in the YouTube chat, July was the last one for regular NSO.
Wow.
Wow. God, it was that. Doesn't feel like it was. Jeez. All right.
Good Lord. I'm almost impressed. But I mean, I don't want to shit on Nintendo too much. I think that, you know, obviously these are all great games. Like the NSO collection, like the games available on it are pretty much by and large all games I really love. And they did update the emulator. So like the previous games all run a bit better. I saw
they haven't
Oatmeal
fixed Paper Mario yet though, unfortunately.
Yeah, they haven't fixed Paper Mario, and I understand I'm not a Banjo person, but I understand that there's a bug in Banjo that wasn't present in the original that causes the game to crash.
Of course there is.
Yeah, there's some kind of save game crash in Banjo, if I remember correctly. But again, I'm not familiar with the original, so I couldn't tell you for sure. But
that sucks. I haven't had a chance to play it yet. I was going to try it tonight and just kind of give it a quick, look-see, because I'm a huge Banjo guy, and I've played the original on both N64 and Xbox. I know that game inside and out. So I was just going to kind of give it a whirl and see how the emulation seemed.
I would love to hear that, because I played Ocarina of Time and Mario 64 to death in the late 90s. Oh, and I know those games inside and out. I know the timings. I know how to, I know every enemy pattern. I just have it, like the muscle memory still exists. And playing, even with the N64 controller, Mario 64 and Ocarina of Time on NSO was difficult. Like it threw me off. It was like playing with input lag on your TV, and it was just off-putting. And I haven't gone back since, but I do understand there are like some pretty major visual glitches in Ocarina of Time, and Nintendo has fixed some, but not all of them. I will say it makes me hopeful for the future of the service that they continue to polish the emulator, and they're not just like, here's your game. It doesn't run great. Goodbye.
Yeah.
So I'm hopeful that they will continue to like polish that emulator, and as disheartening as this sounds, get it to the level that fan emulators have been at for like 20 years.
My favorite thing about Majora's Mask coming to the service, it's something that I didn't even think of at first, but I saw it on Twitter. The expansion pack is still required all these years later to play Majora's Mask. You still need the expansion pack. It's a different expansion pack, but you still need it. And I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
That is pretty funny. I wonder if that factored into the naming choice. Like if they're like, right. We're definitely going with this.
That is funny. No confusion.
Top Dog made a great point in our patron chat saying, also calling it now, we're getting Kirby 64, the Crystal Shards, and March to get people hyped for Kirby and the Forgotten Land. I could see it.
Makes sense.
I can see Kirby 64 being the March game. Yeah.
That would be really cool. I think that would be a smart choice.
Yeah.
I'm just excited for Kirby in general. That's a whole other thing. But yeah, Majora's Mask is coming to NSO. I think I'm very excited to have it, but I really I'm just holding out for people to tell me that the emulation has gotten good enough to where it's like really enjoyable to play. Because I don't want to play these games in anything less than like at least as good as they were on the 64. But we'll see. Anyway,
yep.
Not a lot to talk about on this topic, but at least we know what we're getting for February. Nintendo, keep it up with the monthly releases. Please continue to... Oh, whoa! Hey, MegaNerdX with a $1.99 super chat had a job interview via Zoom with Nintendo today. Tell us what you know.
Oh, that's wild.
Are you anyone's uncle?
Holy cow. Yeah, well, are you an uncle? Because that's the important part.
Yeah, we need to know if you're an uncle. It's critical. But that's thank you so much for the super chat. Good luck on your job application. Yeah. That is like the dream for so many folks in the chat right now, myself included. I always wanted to work there, like when I was younger. I'll stay on this side of the fence now, but back in the day.
And given your name, if you get the job, it is now your sole job to get a Mega Man.
Apparently it's as a brand ambassador. So that's still something.
Hey,
that's awesome. Yeah. It's still a job with Nintendo. It doesn't matter. That's awesome. And we
all I got to say is I know that when you're in real good with Nintendo, they send you really cool things. Like I'm not talking about the free games and stuff, but like I was in Kinda Funny's studio back in the day, and they had like all these really nice Nintendo Switch like glasses and pens and stuff. And I was like, where'd you get those? And they're like, oh, a Nintendo guy just came by and dropped them off. So if you become a brand ambassador, please drop by all three of our houses and bring us cool stuff like that. Thanks.
And I can actually co-sign on that. A really good friend of mine is like a longtime brand ambassador with Nintendo, and he's like higher up in the company, and he gets so much cool stuff. So all the time. He's like showing it off on Twitter and stuff. So I can totally co-sign on that.
You jerks with all your cool Nintendo stuff.
Anyway. Oh, so Daniel here with a little bit of explanation says, pretty sure the save data deleting bug in Banjo is about entering too many cheat codes in the sandcastle. It's been there since the original.
Oh, well, fair enough. All right then.
Oh, if that's, well, that's a, yeah, that's a feature in the game. Like, they warn you that if you do that, you're going to lose your save file. So maybe if that's what people are talking about, that isn't a bug.
Oh, well, then too bad, so sad. Sorry about that.
I mean, I hope it's
It's probably a bug because they realized that one of too many save cheats go in, but you know, at least they warn you.
Yeah. Right. I do love Nintendo at least taking the effort to bring some of these older games back to us. But do you know who else wants to bring us older games? Good old Philly boy. Let's go ahead and talk about what he's been up to lately. That's right. In an interview with the Washington Post, Phil Spencer talked a little bit more about the acquisition of Activision. The Activision acquisition, as I'm starting to call it.
Nice.
And he mentions a few things. He says he's confident that the workplace issues at Activision Blizzard will be resolved. If you haven't been following the story, they're starting to write pretty heavily between the lines that Bobby Kotick is going to be gone as soon as the ink is dry.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's a year away.
Yeah, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy, really. But Phil Spencer specifically mentions that he's happy with new IPs, but he specifically mentioned that he is interested in King's Quest, Guitar Hero, and Hexen. And he wants to support new teams to work on franchises that he loved when he was a kid. And I gotta say, I love this approach. One of the things that I love about this, and this is going to be a uniquely me kind of bullshit take on this, but Hexen, for those of you that don't know, I believe used the Quake engine before Quake came out. It was a weird instance where like Activision owned the developer, but like the developer licensed an unreleased engine from id to make Hexen, and Hexen's a great game. And then so now Hexen can go back to id, the people who created the engine for the original, and they could potentially make a new one using the new Doom engine they've got. I love the idea of like a first person shooter game that doesn't have guns, that uses like magic, you know?
Right.
I love the idea of like first person games that don't involve like guns. Like, because there's so many of them, right?
BioShock kind of played with that idea. Obviously, there were still plenty of guns, but you had the plasmid powers. So it kind of dabbled in that. But yeah, it wasn't like completely magic based.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I like the idea of this. I also love the idea of Guitar Hero coming back. I feel like that was a great genre of games that just got buried under the weight of all the plastic peripherals you had to buy to play them.
I mean, they released so many versions that's also a problem.
Oh yeah, they didn't understand the idea of restraint at all.
Right. Yes, sir. Remember the Guitar Hero on tour for was it for DS? Was it? I think.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And you had like it fit in the Game Boy cart, and you had the Oh man.
Oh man.
I remember they.
I think this is cool.
Yeah. Oh, I remember they released Guitar Hero on phones too, and I was like, "This is so far beyond what I wanted." Like, this is
not what I want. I want them to collaborate with Sega on a Guitar Hero Jun Senoue Crush 40 edition so I can just jam out to all the Sonic music that I want in a Guitar Hero game. That would be the way you get me into Guitar Hero.
I think Rock Band got closest to like the right answer to this question, and it was to build a platform where you could just buy songs. You buy the guitar, and then you have like a small base set of songs. And then you can just go shop through a catalog and buy more songs to play. I would absolutely have bought into that. I think I got the Beatles version of Rock Band back in the day, which tells you how old I am. and I enjoyed the heck out of it. Yeah, but then it was like, you know, they always wanted another $100 for another set with another guitar. And eventually I think everybody just kind of got tired of paying for it. But I do think it's cool that, you know, we're already hearing kind of Xbox's intent as far as Microsoft or as far as Activision is concerned. And it seems like they really want to change a lot, not just about the culture, which, yeah, absolutely has to change, but they want to change the way they develop games, like their approach to it, because Activision has kind of been known as like a soulless, you know, machine for churning out Call of Duty entries at this point. And I'm happy that I'm hearing, like, you know, that they're going to go back to franchises that they have in their catalog and actually make new games for long ignored stuff. I loved King's Quest as a kid.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's
true
too.
Because, you know, man, certainly are a lot of great games that Rare has that they've not done anything with for the most part.
That is also
That's
true.
Also true. That's also true. I agree with you, Derek. I'm going to kind of wait till they put their money where their mouth is in this case, and or Phil does, and they actually like make good on these. Well, they're not promises, but these statements. But in general, I really like the idea of.
Oh, it's cool if they pull in the backlog
influence doing this. Yeah,
yeah, that's great. I just don't. We'll see. Yeah. I'm still very leery of all this.
Agreed.
Sure.
I think time will tell how this is going to shake out. But I mean, I think the writing on the wall for good old Bobby is at least pretty clear. And
yeah,
I'm excited about that part. And I'll just take the rest as a bonus.
Getting a fat bonus. I wish he wasn't like exiting so gracefully and comfortably. I just wish they would.
I take great solace in the fact that you know this isn't what he wants. Like, you know that he rather would have collected $150 million plus a year forever, and that he wouldn't have to sell, you know, what is ostensibly his company to Phil Spencer for half of what you're. Well, no, never mind. That's billions. Jesus. I can't even fathom the amount of money being traded here. But the thing is, I think one of the things I enjoy about this is that, you know, that Bobby Kotick is so rich that no matter how much more he gets, it won't change his life. So like if they give him money, they're like, hey, here's another $200-300 million. Well, he's already got hundreds of millions. Now he's just a disgraced pervert without a job. So congratulations. Everyone still hates you. You might sleep on a pile of money, but nobody likes you.
That might be my favorite summation of Kotick that I've ever heard. A disgraced pervert who's out of a job. I love that. Oh, that's great.
I'm a poet. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. I don't even have a transition for our next story, but I'm going to go ahead and toss it up on screen here. Let's see. All right. So I had to throw this story in just to hurt Ash's feelings.
Thank you.
So Nintendo of Japan recently tweeted a quick tutorial on how to delete a game. And what game did they choose? Super Mario 35.
I mean, why would you keep it? It's dead.
I can't
get rid of it. I can't delete it because for posterity. You're right. There's no reason to keep it. But I miss this game so much. And of course, they had to just rub salt in the wound. The only thing that's like I can take solace from is that I made a tweet about it and it got a lot of traction. And that's really the only good thing I can say about this.
Nice.
This sucks, man. Like, why did they have to remind me of how much I miss this game?
Nintendo chose violence by just showing people. They're like, remember that really fun game we published? Yep, yeah. You can't play it anymore. You may as well nuke it. It's useless.
God. I love what Moon Rota said in our patron chat. Rest in spaghetti, never forgetty. That's really random, but I like it. Why did Nintendo kill this game? Why would they make something so fun and then be like, hey, guess what? We're done. You can't play it anymore. I just... Nintendo, I love you, but I also don't get you. I don't.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but I'd love it if, like, Super Mario 35 is coming back. Oh, wait, it's not 35. It's Super Mario Brothers 3, 5. Like, just a five-player race.
Oh, dude, I would like that. That's the thing that I never understood. If they had offered, like, different, like, courses themed around different Mario games, I would have paid that DLC in a heartbeat. Like $10 each. Mm-hmm. Let me race through Mario 3 levels. Let me race through Super Mario World.
Cool.
Oh man, I would have you couldn't have peeled me off that game if that was the case.
Imagine Super Mario Brothers 2, Phantos chasing everybody and being able to send Phantos after other players.
Oh, I love that idea. That would be really cool.
The worst part is we're going to have to wait like 35 more years for that. Like Nintendo's going to be like, Super Mario 70. All of our fans are dead.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be on my deathbed and my great grandkid's gonna be like, this game's awesome, have you ever heard of Mario? I'm gonna be like, they're gonna take it away from you, Sonny. Just wait.
Yeah, they will. Yeah,
it'll happen to you.
Yeah, they're gonna tweet us, delete us on you eventually.
Oh no,
tweet us, delete us. But yeah, this just there's nothing else for me to say about this other than it still sucks.
But I had to throw that in there, Ash. I had to take you to a low point so that I could take you to a high point with our next story.
All right, cool.
All right, we're back on the good vibes train. Sega has kind of like been hyping up Sonic's 2022, and I'm here for it. They released a new logo, a new graphic that is like evocative of the 90s Genesis era with like the Welcome to the Next Level branding on it. They've officially dubbed this year Project Sonic 2022, which I guess is kind of their version of the Year of Luigi in a way.
Oh no.
So, yeah, I know, right?
That didn't go well for Nintendo.
Hopefully this is better than the Year of Luigi. But we already know about quite a few things, right? We know about Sonic Movie 2. We know about Sonic Frontiers. We know about the new Netflix Sonic show. And there's a new comic run.
Sonic Origins. I believe.
Or Sonic Origins, right. The old game is coming back, so we're finally getting a re-release of Sonic 3. But Sega has teased that there's a lot more we don't know about. They said there's more to come in terms of announcements this year, which, I'll be honest, 2020 kind of leaves that statement with a bitter taste in my mouth a bit, because wasn't that supposed to be like the year of Sonic, like an announcement every month, and we got nothing?
They've all been shifted to now.
Yeah, that's
kind of... I think that's probably due to the pandemic.
It's kind of my hope.
Yeah,
I think that's what we're going to end up seeing here, is that we're going to get all the 2020 announcements kind of delayed throughout this year, hopefully.
To address Moon Ghost Doodles, Year of Luigi gave us 3D World and Dream Team. What are you on about? It was great. Game-wise, yes, great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lowest sales ever for Nintendo.
True.
Financially, right. It was their worst year.
Right.
I will be right back. I need to take a quick bathroom break, but let's talk a bit more about Sonic. I've been drinking water this whole show, and it's catching up to me. I will be right back.
No worries.
Going right through them.
Yeah,
I did not know about this thing from it's being listed here as more IDW publishing comics, which I still need to read, but this also includes a prequel four-issue series for the second film.
That's great. Which is cool. I really want to see more about Sonic Prime. I assume it's still supposed to come out this year. I'm really excited to see how that develops, especially after how good Sonic Boom was, the cartoon, not the games, but the cartoon was so good, and it just gives me high hopes for how good Sonic Prime could be. And I've talked before about how hopeful I am that Frontiers is getting the time it needs to really be good. I hope this is Sonic Team on their best behavior. And then Sonic Origins, I'm excited about that. We're finally getting Sonic 3 and Knuckles back. Hopefully we're getting the Taxman versions of Sonic 1 and 2 and CD. Hopefully
I'll be interested in general, just because it actually has Sonic 3 and Sonic and Knuckles on there.
Exactly.
But they make it in the Taxman versions.
Oh,
that's such an instant buy.
Just, I want to play Tails and Knuckles and Sonic 1 on the big screen, right? Like, that's just, and play Hidden Palace Zone and Sonic 2 on the big screen. Like, man, I want this to happen. And, you know, a Sonic CD at least is on Xbox, and just playing that on the big screen and widescreen, it looks so good. It's such a beautiful game. So to have all of these presented in widescreen is going to be so exciting. I'm genuinely hyped about Sonic Origins.
Actually, same. Sonic Origins is probably the thing I'm most excited for. I think Frontiers, based on what we've heard, like from the 4chan leaks and stuff like that, is going to be a very interesting game. But I know that the games in Sonic Origins are good. And if there's one thing I've learned about Sonic over the years, it's don't trust a new game until you see someone play it. Like, at least get that far first. So I'm excited to see whatever else Project 22 yields. I mean, my heart hopes for a Sonic Mania 2, but I think Sega has intentionally let that ship sail, why?
I hate that. I hate that. I can only surmise that maybe they just didn't like the optics of of people loving, by far the most popular Sonic game in several years not being developed by Sonic Team. Like, I feel like it was probably the optics of that, maybe some jealousy, perhaps. I hate to think that's it.
I am.
There's no other reason. Like, it was so successful. Why else wouldn't you
co-sign that theory? Because if have either of you read Console Wars by Blake Harris?
No.
I'd like to, but
so
I have
it
not.
It focuses heavily on the history of Sega specifically, like in the 90s during the heat of the 16-bit ARMS race, and it literally talks about how jealous folks at Sega's Japan headquarters were of Tom Kalinske and the team at Sega of America, because they were finding success with the Genesis that they weren't finding with the Mega Drive in Japan. And they were, instead of being like, hey, show us how you're doing it, like, show us what you're doing to make this same hardware work better here, they were just pissed and like got petty about it and like undercut ideas that Sega of America would bring to the table at meetings, because they were like, hey, you know, this Saturn hardware you're working on, we don't think it's going to sell very well. And Sega of Japan was like, well, give us a better idea. And they literally put together a meeting with the folks that supplied the graphics hardware for the N64. And they're like, take your CD system and put N64 graphics hardware in it, and you will have a beast of a machine. And Sega was like, you guys sound stupid. Like, and just wrote them off completely. We could have had a Saturn, like a CD based N64 that ran Sonic games.
I've said this before and I'll say it again. Egos ruin everything. Yep. Egos, doesn't matter what production you're on, what you're trying to make. If egos get involved, fragile ones who need to be, you know, stroked. No, it ruins everything. Egos ruin everything. And I will take that to my grave.
Yep. Yeah. Dat Alpha Lion, you are correct. The Dreamcast did have two competing architectures in development, and I believe they went with the Japanese one, but I can't really hate on the Dreamcast. For its time, it was a wildly forward-thinking machine.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the Dreamcast was beautiful.
The Saturn is what killed Sega, not the Dreamcast.
Oh, totally. Yeah. The Dreamcast, I still love to this day, and I still love the Saturn to this day. I wish we could get Saturn re-releases. It obviously
was... there's some good games I just didn't know about them as a kid. I had a Saturn. I didn't know the good games.
It was a beleaguered console, but I still love it to this day. And it had a very specific flavor of games, you know, on Saturn. And I miss the Saturn in those days and those kinds of games. That was pretty much the only thing I liked about Balan Wonderworld, is that it felt like a weird Saturn game, but it just played terribly, so it didn't matter. But yeah, it's a damn shame. But I still go back to Knights to this day. It's one of my favorite games of all time.
Yep. The Saturn definitely had a lot of really, really amazing games back in the day. The Dreamcast also is an incredible console. But yeah, that's about it for the news for today. I think we covered it all pretty much. And we kept it to an hour, which I'm really surprised about. I thought we were...
And that's after faffing about for the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, we got through
the news. News is still a little late in January.
Yeah.
Faffing. I like it.
Yeah, man, I haven't heard that since I worked for Nintendo Life.
Right. Yeah, I haven't heard that. I do love this very exciting sounding Sonic game that Press F to Jason mentioned earlier in our chat, saying Sonic and Knuckles and Tails and Knuckles featuring Dante from the Devil May Cry series and Knuckles. That would be a pretty hype Sonic game.
Also, a bit earlier, Steve, there was a $5 super chat from RecBCQ saying FPA, first person archer. It isn't guns, but it can only be so far removed from projectile weapons. Technically, that's still a first person shooter.
Yeah, you're still shooting.
Yeah. You're just shooting arrows.
It's kind of Link's crossbow training-esque, right?
Oh, there you go. Ooh.
Yeah.
That means technically Link was in a first-person shooter.
Right, yeah.
That's a weird thing to think about.
That's super weird.
Yeah. So, anyway, folks, that marks the end of our show. Oh, wait, we got one more super chat. I
was going to say one more.
Yeah.
All right, from Lizard, 81288. I want to know what the numbers are. Whenever someone has like a string of numbers, I want to know what they are. But either way, Lizard 81288.
August 12th, 88. That's probably their birthday, if I had to guess.
Man. Maybe. You're probably right, too. I never assume it's someone's birthday, but you're probably right. Either way, we're almost birthday buddies, if that's the case. So happy birthday like 8 months from now. But it says, I hope the Sonic 3 movie is Sonic in the Sonicverse. Sonic teams up with Sonic, and Sonic. Then he fights Sonic, Scourge, Metal Sonic, or the evil Super Sonic from the Archie comics. Man, nice. I would be there for it. I would.
Me too.
I would have to show up inebriated just to make it make less sense. I love the idea. But
I do love that idea.
Kane Woolley with a $5 New Zealand super chat says Link to the Past is better than A Link Between Times, but I think
hell it
means
yes.
Link Between
this
Worlds.
Man. Boo this man.
Hell yes. You have the right opinion
man,
on this,
this
matter,
is a
my
debate
friend.
Waiting to
hell
happen.
Yeah. No, I mean, they're both amazing games, but Derek and I always go back and forth on this. They're both amazing, but I do think A Link to the Past is a little better. But there's no wrong answer here, right? And by the way, there was one super chat you missed from earlier, Steve.
Oh,
you mind
sorry.
If I read it out?
Please do.
No worries. The play log with $5 saying, "I'll be your training partner. This is Critter and his K rule, by the by," talking about my resolution. Getting a little better. So I hate fighting K rule, but I need to get better because he's one of my worst matchups personally. So let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've reached that time of night. It is the end of the show, the end of the week. Thank God for that. But I believe we have an EP stream this weekend. Is that
Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific? Sunday. We're playing Halo Infinite, and it sounds like from the EP squad chat, it's either going to be Fall Guys or Rocket League for our second game. So we haven't quite decided yet. But it'll be Halo Infinite and either probably Fall Guys or Rocket League.
So for those of you that don't know, we play games with our executive producers twice a month in our patron exclusive Discord. You can find out more about how to become an executive producer and join those gameplay sessions at patreon.com/GVGaming. We got a bunch of other tiers. But speaking of those executive producers, it is time that we end the show for today. And y'all know we couldn't do this without you. Special shout out to our Patreon producers, all of whom help make this show happen three nights a week. You guys literally keep the lights on around here. Without you, our lives would be dark. But I do have to give a special shout out to those executive producers I just mentioned, the guys we're going to play Halo Infinite with this Sunday at 3 p.m. And those fine folks include Brandon Bovia, Rob Arman X, Fangs, Dan and Twistle, Z Patty, Hyrule Hermit, Sky Blue Flames, Eastman 23, Adam O'Sullivan, Octo Puppet, Richard Herrera, Michaelphone, The D Pad, Vesmio, Waffle King, Beardles 373, I apologize if I butchered that, Critter XD, Kitty Kong Facts, Angel Martinez, Bedron Hotik, Joshua Hunter, Benny Yao, Sapphire, Azran 127, Black King, Pagrema, Geller, Joseph Rutkin, Titus Malvolio, Geeky Griffin, Lucky Wonderfish, Kyle, Top Dog 23100, Young Ben Kenobi, Doug Shomix, Andrew Medeiros, Becca, Rox the Cat, Killamox, Eddie B, Kai Ed, Kit Fisto, Kenneth Lee Stingle, Jessica Toad, Dineth, Sci-Fi Lullabies, Michael McCaw, Matthew Wong, Goron Amber, Straight Lace, Justin Matthews, Hoobie, Too Much Spaghetti, Mega Conrad, Ascaron 809, Rioner, Captain Finlandia, 60 Minutes and 60 Seconds, Nathan Steele, Spicy Pandaughter, The Game Orb, Dano the Artist, Super Gamer Dude 101, Grantles, Ravelox, Synchro Lord, My Mom, Hi Mom, Kane Woolley, Skull Kid Tiger, Dark Steel 01, Jason Uloa, Jaden Buck, Phantom Project, Cystic Warrior 29, DJ Jersic, Dinner Sonic, Darik, Jeff Ed, Blazestar 25, Stag Nasty, Mumbling Yeti, Cameron Sharp, Screamo Shaman, Mason Riley, Keel, Santi the Person, Brendan Hesse, Hustlebun, Noah Fitterer, Calvin Atkinson, Hinaru 77, Brooke Obscura, and finally, Anthony Wilson Jr.
Woo!
That is quite the list, but we're always keen for it to grow a little bit more. And if you'd like to find out how, you can get shouted out on the end of TNT and coming soon to other videos as well. You can sign up at patreon.com/GVGaming. We have all kinds of tiers for as little as $1 to get into the best damn Discord community on the whole internet. For a whole range of things with varying benefits, we've got GVG exclusive merchandise that you'll only ever see on our Patreon. There's going to be a new merch drop coming up real soon, so if you want to get in on that, join the EP squad or higher as soon as you can. But that is it for us for tonight. We will be back Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to play Halo Infinite on our Discord with our patrons as one of our exclusive Patreon benefits. But that's about all the housekeeping I have time for. We've got a patron exclusive post show to get to, which you would love to see, I think. I don't really know how they go over. But that's it for us for tonight. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me on this Friday for episode 180 of Today's News Tonight. We will be back Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern with episode 181. It has been my pleasure hosting you. And until next time, folks, good night and good vibes. Have a great weekend.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Oh, also happy birthday, Mom. That was 2 days ago, but I didn't get to say it live. Bye, Mom.